Wednesday, July 28th, reading from Divine Mercy in My Soul, the Diary of St. Faustina. In her Notebook 2, Diary Entry 610, St. Faustina writes, "After each conversation with the Lord, my soul is extraordinarily strengthened, and a profound tranquility prevails therein and gives me such courage that I do not fear anything in the world, but fear only lest I make Jesus sad." Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Most merciful Lord Jesus, help us to feel the way St. Faustina did. While we may not have direct conversations with you as she did, where we could hear your voice and see you like she did, we are having conversations with you daily through our prayers, and we are having conversations daily with you when we read your Holy Scripture. Help us to feel that same strength that she did and the same tranquility that she did. Because when we talk to you, Lord, either in prayer or in the reading of the Scripture, help us to hear what you have to say. We don't always listen, or we always listen or we try to listen, but we don't always hear what you have to say. Help us to hear. Help us to take the time to stop, slow down, listen, so we can feel the strength and tranquility that St. Faustina had, and so that we can have that same strength, tranquility, and courage to face whatever we have to face during the day, because we know, Lord, you're always by our side and you're always with us. Because as we pray every morning, there's nothing you and I together can't handle. Help us to know your will today, Father, and help us to find ways to spread the word of your divine mercy. We ask this in Jesus' name, amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.